And you know what's funny is if any of y'all meet me in person, I am so shy. And I can remember when I met Big Fatty and Tim Cornwall and Ron Prada Soho and Frank from Atlanta. I was shaking like half the time. I'm like, oh God, I'm meeting people I don't know. But you know, it's like I knew who they were through podcasts. But when they're there in front of you, it's like, oh God, I'm meeting people. I was shaking probably halfway home. And then I finally calmed down and went, I don't want to drive anymore. That was a long drive. I'd do it again, though. I love me some Big Fatty. I love me some Tim and Ron. Who else was there? Frank in Atlanta. He's my bitch. I love him too. And Miss Wes, of course, but I had met him before, so he doesn't count. Just kidding, Wes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was shaking like half the time.
Rabbit, rabbit. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the BFO. This is a show. Episode 783 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 1th of February. Big Fatty, you fucking up. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the time is just zooming on by, dear Gussie. We are, you know, y'all, 1 month is behind us. And before you know it, we'll have another one behind us. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, why are you yawning so much? Y'all have got a lot here on my list for today's a little show, but y'all, we are going to start today's a little show off with this.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Y'all, I tell you what, I don't know what was in the water on Monday, but y'all, the gentleman called us. You know, I sat around here at the Fat Cave all weekend, didn't have the first nibble from the gentleman college. Well, I take that back, y'all, because over the weekend, y'all, it was strange. I had two 19-year-olds go, oh, hi, Big Fatty, you are sexy. Oh, dear gosh. Oh. And y'all, 19, no. No! But anyway, I chatted with them for a little bit. And I always say, why would a 19-year-old be interested in someone my age? Because y'all, it is just out of the ordinary, and y'all, both of them gave me the exact same answer. It was because older men have experience, and they know what they're doing, and you don't have to put up with the bullshit. And I went, yes. Well, I said, well, you got that right. I said, but sorry, but I think you're a little too young for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all just had one gentleman call and leave the Fat Cave here just a few minutes ago. Y'all, this is the one that I met during the horror lockup. But y'all, this afternoon, I had a meeting this afternoon. When I got back, I was getting all these messages. Hey, Big Fatty. Can we get together this afternoon? Well, y'all already had this one lined up. Oh, well, Big Fatty, today would be a real good day for me. Y'all had three different people wanting to come over here, including the one that actually did. And then one of the two said, okay, well, can I come later? And I went, yes. So, y'all, we'll just see. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, y'all, it was a mystery date. And y'all, speaking of the Y'all, when we were out there on Saturday night, y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, if I hadn't seen it with my own two eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. But y'all, if I saw one little chicken boy at the Patrick's Pub with the Justin Bieber haircut, y'all, I must have seen half a dozen. And y'all, and quite frankly, the haircut is what makes Justin Bieber be Justin Bieber. And y'all, it's just it's contagious. It's like it's contagious, y'all. They've all got that Justin Bieber haircut. So, but y'all, they were all running around like the little gays. And so, anyway, y'all, I also forgot to mention over the weekend on Saturday night, I was waiting to go out to the. And, you know, normally I'll have some announcing duties or something on Saturday nights. But more on that later. But anyway, I didn't have it this Saturday night. So, y'all, I saw on the 20. In fact, I believe it was my youngest daughter, Nessa, who you heard at the beginning of today's A Little Show. That the second gentleman caller is sending me a message now, and he says, "Yes, I will let you know when I can come over." And I said, "Thank you for calling," but Gussie Lurie Warbucks wants to play the Words with Friends with me. By the way, y'all, if you want to play the Words with Friends with Big Fatty, y'all, I can't start games because I got so many going, but it is Big Fatty Online. And for God's sakes, don't forget the online. But y'all, speaking of Nessa, she put out a 20. We're doing the Gavin Show. And so, y'all, I went over there the Gavin Show is just a natter fest. It is a natter fest. But y'all, they had all kinds of fun people on there. Nessa was on there. Y'all, by the way, I heard that Nessa had an earthquake. She was shaking. I hope it wasn't restless arms or anything like that. But y'all, you heard at the beginning of the today's show that she was shaking in Big Fatty's presence. And y'all, many people do. It's such a thrill. It's such a thrill, y'all, to be in the presence of such an international internet celebrity. Y'all in the room over there was that Hat M. That Hat M was there, and y'all, Mr. Zed, he was on the he was in the background mumbling something in Mexican. I couldn't understand him, y'all. But y'all, it was like 2 a.m. in the morning over there, and y'all, it was the A-list of studio audience over there. We had that Kim Beaver. Y'all, by the way, the lodge has undergone a spring cleaning, it looks like. Kim has kind of cleaned things up a little bit and made it all pretty and pink the way she likes it. And y'all, she's posted a picture of the original Restless Arms robot over there, the V9, I believe is what it's called. And so go over there and take a look at it and leave a comment over there. Y'all, it doesn't do any good to go over there and look and not leave a comment. Just say, "Oh, Kimber, you're the funniest person on the intertubes." And that Hat M was on there, and then we had the Red FF Pup and Q Sledge. His name is Larry, and the Haunt Cub. And I don't know, was the veritable Virgo in there or not? I can't remember. Y'all, he was having trouble getting in the chat room again, y'all, because he broke the damn thing. And Gavin, of course. But now Jim was out. He was out having a little play party somewhere. I don't know. He was the gentleman caller, I believe. So y'all, that little show has been posted. So if you want to hear that, go on over there and listen to the Gavin show. I don't remember what it's called. The Dragon podcast. Y'all can get to it from the BFO. Just click over there from the BFO. Yes, McFreddy. But y'all, it was fun. It was just fun. I just kind of took over the show and everything, but that's okay. Y'all, that we do have, however, some breaking news. Y'all, you know, we had our mystery winner in the contest, the 777 contest, but y'all, the mystery winner has come forward. Come forward! Mystery person. And y'all, I received an e-letter, and I'm just going to go over here and read it to you just real quick. It says, McFreddy. It says, hi, McFreddy. I responded in your comments to my winning the contest on show number 780 on your website. I would like for you to bring the prize with you when you visit San Francisco this spring. Dan, y'all, evidently Dan is going to come down and meet Big Fatty down in the San Francisco's when he is down there. And y'all, those dates are the 25th through the 31st of May. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be lovely to meet Dan. Y'all, over the weekend, I meant to tell you this also. Y'all, evidently a lot more happened over the weekend than I remembered. But anyway, by the way, did y'all all remember to say rabbit, rabbit the first thing this morning? Because yes, it's a new month. It's a new month. Yeah, Gussie, it's a new month. Y'all, I got a phone call, and y'all, Big Fatty has been selected to be a Nielsen family. You know, I received the card a while back saying, Big Fatty, we are considering you to be a Nielsen family. Y'all, I guess I'm fat enough to be a family. But y'all, they called and confirmed all my information, and y'all, they're going to be sending the booklets and all to me, and so y'all, I'll be, you have to keep a diary. You have to keep a TV diary. Big Fatty, you need to keep something because you forget everything. Yes! Y'all, Big Fatty forgets many, many a birthday, but y'all, I did write it down on my calendar here, and since I flipped the page, it made me look at the calendar today. But y'all, today is Professor B's birthday over there in the Japan, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, please wish him a happy exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, let me just tell you, this is a very special day in Charleston. Because, y'all, today is the birthday. The day we celebrate the exiting of the birth canal of the one. And only, and y'all, I believe it is everybody's favorite dancing girl. Y'all, it is Miss Olive's. It is Miss Olive's birthday today. So, y'all, if you see Miss Kitty on the Twitty, Kitty on the Twitty, Big Fatty Kitty on the Twitty. And y'all, send her a message and say, oh, Miss Kitty, please tell everyone's favorite dancing girl, Miss Olive, happy exiting of the birth canal. It's just lovely.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, over the weekend also, I think I mentioned this earlier, y'all, I did my taxes. I did my 2010 taxes over the weekend. Y'all, I used it is called the TurboTax. It is called the TurboTax, y'all, and I had a coupon in the e-letters from the Bank of America to get 35% off the federal taxes on the TurboTax. So, y'all, you go in, and they've got the free version, of course, but, y'all, on the free version, they don't carry your information forward. You got to type it all in again, and you got to just enter all this stuff. Or for the basic version, they will will transfer all your information from the previous year over, and it just makes life so much simpler. And y'all, the 35% applied to that. Y'all, it's normally $19.95, but I got it for $12.95. And, you know, so that's not so bad. That is just not so bad, y'all. And then, y'all, we get down and we're finishing it all up, and I did the state taxes and everything, and then it's recapping the fees, and it shows the $19.95, and it shows the 35% off, and it's $12.95, and y'all, then it, for the state taxes, which is the easiest part of the whole damn thing, it was $36.95. Y'all, I couldn't believe that's how they get you. That is how they get you, and the 35% off doesn't apply to that. No bank credit, only to the federal. So, anyway, y'all, it cost me $49.90, so, but I saved $7 on that, so that's not bad. That is not to be included in the coupon, however. And, but y'all, I'm gonna get back, $1,775 on the federal taxes and $802 on the state taxes, and y'all, that's lovely! That'll help me pay for a lot of my trip coming up in May. And y'all, they've got a thing. There's an app on the iPhone where you and y'all they file it electronically and everything for you and everything, and but there was an app. They said, please, McGrady, download this app, and y'all, it's called My Tax Refund, and you can download it. It's free, and y'all, you click on it, and you say, yes, I use the TurboTax, and y'all, then you enter your Social Security number, and y'all, this is a secure transaction, they say, so I put in the Social Security number, and then you enter your zip code that's on the, what do you call that, the tax return that they have filed, and then you hit enter. And y'all, I just did that, and y'all, it says, oh, Big Friday, your tax return was filed on January 29th, and y'all, it is updated. It says that the IRS has accepted my return and is processing it, and y'all, it says, if you're expecting a refund, don't. No, it's... It says the IRS estimates your refund will be sent to your checking account on February 11th. On the 11th, y'all, and that's just lovely. And I don't know if it tracks your state or not. Probably not, because, you know, that's so much more. You probably have to pay for that app to track that. But, y'all, you know, so what can I say? That is that. Did I mention that I've been selected as a Nielsen family? Yes, Big Friday, please move forward, y'all. I've gotten quite a few of the Twitter requests, and I'm just going to go over here because y'all don't know who some of these people are. And, I just want to read some of them off here, because y'all, as you know, Big Fatty has the protected Twitty, and you've got to let Big Fatty know who you are, y'all. Lacey from the Omaha, Nebraska, she wants to follow me, and the Pink and Fancy, that's Ashley from the Charleston, Illinois, and we've got the Barber, oh, dear Gussie. We've got the Bob Bird Coils from the Columbus, Ohio. And the Mariana's Mayhem from North Carolina. I think I mentioned her already. Hector Emilio. Patrick from New York. New York. The O-Town Talk Radio. Penny Bobo Link. Love that name. The DMITRILEE Parker. I don't know what that means. But anyway, y'all, if that's any of y'all, just let Big Fatty know. Send me an e-letter, y'all. And remember, you've only got until Friday to get your things in. Your what? Oh, I don't know.
I was shaking like half the time.
Oh, I was scared to send mine in too, but do it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.